Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. So said the resurrected Christ. It is a promise of power that comes to all Christians through the Holy Spirit. It tells us that when the Holy Spirit comes, we will be empowered to be witnesses. But the Greek word behind the English word translated witness is not witness. It is the Greek word martupes. It's not the usual word for witness. Literally, the word is better translated martyrs. So Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes on us, we will be given the power to become martyrs for our faith. Now, aren't you all excited? Who wants to be a martyr? A few brave souls. A few brave souls. But the text that Peter read to you just a moment ago says exactly the same thing. What Jesus told his disciples would happen was this. Jesus said, "If the world hates you." Now, at the moment when Jesus spoke the words, the disciples were a rather obscure band of unknown men. The world knew little of them. And at the time, the world was little concerned with them. But all of that was about to change. Soon, they would experience the hatred of the world for them. The if, then, in that line, if the world hates you, is not conditional, it is expectational. Jesus was telling his disciples that they should expect to be hated by the world because the world hated Jesus first. Franklin Graham said it in the video clip that you watched. We should welcome opposition. But it's hard to welcome opposition. The reason we should welcome it is because Jesus warned us that if they treated him that way, they're going to treat us that way too. Now, in case you missed it, the world demonstrated its hatred for Jesus Christ by nailing him to Calvary's cross. They hated him because he had come to tell them that they needed a Savior and could not be good enough in and of themselves to save themselves. He showed them their sin. He showed them their helplessness. And because they did not like the truth that they were sinners and helpless, they killed him. They killed him to silence the voice of truth. But it didn't work. For in the wake of his resurrection came an army of witnesses. We call it the church, which continued to proclaim the truth, the same truth which Jesus proclaimed. And Jesus wanted his disciples to know that the servant is not greater than the master. He wanted them to understand that those who hated him without just cause would also hate his disciples without just cause. Jesus told his disciples to expect to be hated by the world simply because they were his disciples. He actually told his disciples that the world would persecute them. The world will not bend in obedience to the will of God. The world will resist God. They will deny God his place. And the world will look to destroy those who are devoted to God through Jesus Christ. And Jesus told us, who are his followers, that we should expect to be persecuted simply because we are his disciples. And then Jesus explained why he was telling his disciples all this even before it happened. Jesus told this to his disciples because, catch this one now, help was coming. You see it? Help was coming. The truth is that except for those people among us who are on the edge of idiocy today, no one wants to be a martyr. A martyr is one who gives up his life for his faith, and the simple fact of the matter is that none of us are really willing to do that. The truth is that none of us truly wants to be persecuted. The truth is that few, if any of us, is strong enough to stand firm in our faith when confronted with persecution and eventually with martyrdom. God knew that about us. So when Jesus left the earth, the advocate, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit of God came to empower us for what was ahead. Through the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to be what God calls us to be. Now hear me again. You can't do it alone. Stop trying. We can only be what we are destined to be by our Father if we let our Father be in control. Allow Him to fill us. Give Him permission to empower us with His Holy Spirit. He knew what we faced. He knew we couldn't do it alone. So Jesus wanted us to understand that help was coming. And then number two, he told us all this because he did not want us to fall away. I'm going to say it again. No one wants to be a martyr. And were we to be confronted with certain martyrdom without the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, we might simply give up our faith and fall away from Jesus. Am I right? Some of us will give up our faith and fall away from Jesus anyway. But Jesus wanted his disciples to know what the world's opinion of them would be in advance of encountering it. They would be put out of their synagogues, put out of their churches. They would even be killed by people who thought they were doing God a favor when they killed them. They would do such things because they did not know God and because they rejected Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Jesus was telling them in advance so that they would remember what he said when it happened and stand true to him through it all. But we always come back to the problem. No one wants to be a martyr. The fact is that when Jesus spoke these words to the disciples in the upper room that night, they were so upset by the notion of persecution that they failed to understand the glory which awaited them in the kingdom of God. Yes, the fact was that they would be persecuted for their faith. Peter would choose to be crucified upside down for his faith. Paul was brutally executed. Some of them would be burned at the stake because they professed faith in Jesus Christ. Others would be killed in the arena. Yes, it was certain they might die for their faith. But before them was the kingdom of God, the glory of God, which at that moment none of them could even begin to imagine. See, no one really wants to be a martyr. And none of us are strong enough to face martyrdom alone. Yet before us stands the cross of Jesus, an example to us, reminding us that they persecuted him before us, and that the disciple is not greater than the master. So if they persecuted him, we should also expect persecution. But he told us that he has gone before us to prepare a place for us in that land of unimaginable glory. So though the world may hate Jesus and may hate us because we follow Jesus, we know the truth, don't we? He has gone ahead to prepare the way. Glory, hallelujah, amen.